are my only prayer. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me. Come and give me life.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome
good
this morning.
Good morning. Yes. Hello, Living Well. Welcome online and here in the house of the Lord at yes. Living Well Church Amen. In Dixon, Illinois. I have one announcement, yes. if that's okay. The youth are going to start practicing a video that will perform in-house at Easter time. So if anybody is interested, next Sunday night at 6 o'clock right here, we'll have some pizzas, a movie, we'll show the video, we'll get you warmed up, and we'd love to have invite some friends to come, and if they can spend their time on Sunday evenings for about 6 to 8 weeks. And we'll really enjoy ourselves, get to know each other, and the video is very powerful. So now I'm just going to read a scripture. And it is, I raise my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Please join us to worship now.
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love came down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope. This is King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty? Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare. It's King.
Jesus be glorified. Amen. Praise his name.
For a short time, you have had to be distressed by various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more valuable than gold, which perishes though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
We we'd rather not have trials and temptations be part of our Christian walk. And yet we understand that Jesus was not exempt. Right after his baptism, the Spirit led him into the desert to be tempted by the devil. I like to look at that as the Spirit sent him into the desert to confront the devil. Amen. Jesus is all powerful. None of the devil's ploys can fool him. Let's sing about Jesus. One day when heaven is filled with his praises. Here we go.
Since far away, rising here.
Amen. He is coming again. Praise his name. As we move to a time of pastoral prayer, I'd like to ask Bill to lead us in our prayer this morning. You know, there comes a time in every service when it moves from we're all getting together and drawing support from each other to a time when it's between us and God. Amen. And our time together in prayer can be that time, because I believe Jesus is asking for all of us today to be all in. Amen. We all have a certain responsibility that we share as we come into this time of worship, and that is God has invested everything for you to be here and me to be here. Amen. And he wants us to scoop it all in and to receive everything he has for us. So this next chorus perhaps could be a chorus of confession, a time of inviting the Spirit to come in his fullness, a time of worship again. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. I need you. Let's let this be a time of worship and responding to God's invitation to come to him. Lord, I come.
I confess. Bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart.
Lord, I need you.
God in heaven, please help us now, Lord, as we humble ourselves before you as individuals and as part of the church body. Lord, we need you more than we even know. You carry us in times we don't even know we're being carried. Sure, we run to you, Lord, when we need you, when we feel the need and the help. But you're with us all the time, everywhere. So please, Lord, we ask that you meet us right here, right now. Please fill us with the Holy Spirit. Whatever we brought, whatever hurts and pains we brought in this week, it can be a tough week, Lord. 7 days, a lot can happen in 7 days, let alone what has happened before that and troubles that we might perceive yet to come. But right now, Lord, please let us still ourselves. Let us calm ourselves in spirit, be receptive to you. Please bless our hearts. Let us lay down the baggage, be receptive to the message. Have John, please bless John, Lord, as he delivers the message today from your inspired word. Bless the church leadership as we continue to move forward. Well, there's a lot going on in the world, Lord. But please bless us as church leaders. Bless us as individual followers to do your will. We ask help for the leaders of our country, Lord, and for patience for people with everything going on in the world. Please bless the offering as it is collected and received. Once again, as you split the loaves and the fishes and divided them up, please stretch every penny. Help us to reach the needs. Help us not only to help this church body, but to reach out and outreach, to help needs. Once again, we thank you for everything you've done for us, your only begotten Son. Without your sacrifice and your Son's sacrifice, none of us would have a chance of anything good. We thank you. You are the source of good, all love, joy, and peace, and patience. And we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated as our ushers come and receive our morning tithes and offerings.